A top executive calls it quits at the State Veterans Affairs Department. Proposed graduation requirements eliminate arts, world languages, and physical education. And The Outsiders musical makes its Broadway premiere. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, April 11th. Oklahoma's Department of Veterans Affairs is seeing another leadership shakeup after about a year of stability. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on Executive Director Greg Slavonic's departure and what comes next for the state agency.
Slavonic says his time at the Veterans Affairs Department was always supposed to be temporary. But when he showed up to assume leadership, he says he realized there wasn't any in the first place. Now, it's time to focus on his and his wife's health and watching his grandkids grow. He says the poor leadership and communication at the agency stood out to him during the first few weeks on the job, when an employee entered his office to ask a question.
The individual came in and said, "You know, I've been here several years and I've never been in this office." And to me, that was telling.
At the behest of the State Secretary of Veterans Affairs and the members of the Veterans Affairs Commission, Slavonic agreed to stay on longer to help jumpstart reform. He says he's comfortable with the new Salisaw home's progress and the agency's workplace culture shift. A sale of the veterans' home in Tallahena is still pending. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A bill advanced this week would make changes to Oklahoma students' graduation requirements. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports students would still be expected to earn the same number of credits, and the biggest updates are to math and electives.
House Bill 3278 by UConn Republican Representative Rhonda Baker would up the math requirement from 3 to 4 years. It also adds approved real-world application courses to the options for math and science, like you could find at a career tech institute. Students would also need 6 credits that fit their individual career and academic plan, which is a personalized course guide Oklahoma students use to plan for careers or post-secondary education. For that, there are over a dozen credit options, ranging from internships to junior ROTC to music. Additionally, students would need 3 units approved by the local board. The bill would also remove requirements for 1 year of fine art, 2 years of world language, and 2 years of physical education. The changes would begin in the 2025-26 school year. The bill's already advanced through the House and passed the Senate Education Committee Tuesday. It can now be heard on the Senate floor. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State Attorney General Gentner Drummond is suing natural gas suppliers, accusing them of manipulating markets during Winter Storm Uri in 2021. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports Drummond filed the suits against Enable Entities and Symmetry Energy Solutions, LLC.
The lawsuits are filed on behalf of the Grand River Dam Authority. They are the first suits Drummond has filed in the wake of his investigation of soaring natural gas prices during the 2021 storm that raged through the state. Drummond accuses the energy companies of using tactics to artificially inflate natural gas prices. Drummond says his office will pursue more litigation against other companies that he says engaged in market manipulation. A Symmetry spokesperson said in an email the company has experienced adverse effects of the winter storm and denies the lawsuit's allegations. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
A beloved story centered around Tulsa debuted as a Broadway musical this week. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports.
S.E. Hinton's novel The Outsiders has been reimagined into a musical and makes its Broadway debut in New York City. The novel, movie, and now musical follow young boys through struggles they experience in 1960s working-class East Tulsa. In Tulsa, the house where the movie was filmed has become a museum and a cultural landmark. Leading up to opening night, the production team has shared music from the show, including the song Stay Gold, taken from a famous saying in the story.
I have had some time for thinking. Swore I wasn't ready to die. Turns out I was wrong.
The musical is produced by famed actress Angelina Jolie. In a statement given to media, Jolie says she was inspired to produce the musical for Broadway after her daughter showed her a separate production of the musical. The city of Tulsa arranged for counselor Lori Dechter Wright to be in attendance on opening night. I'm Max Bryan.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.